The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
You are listening to KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM and always streaming online. We do have Carl and Linda out at the Cascade Theater today at the Show and Shine. Linda, can you hear us? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Okay, now that's Carl calling in the other line. We're down here. We're doing a live remote. We're Skyping in. So right now we're on a phone. And good morning, everybody. We just want to let you know what's happening here at the Cascade Theater. At Viva downtown, very excited to be here. It's a beautiful morning. We have incredible cars. Of course, this is the week that they actually, we start kicking off. We know the Show and Shines have been here all week. And you know what, can you do a little bit of a weather update there? Do you have that in front of you, Ashley?
Give me one second. We're pulling it up right now.
Okay. Meanwhile, just letting you know what we, go ahead.
We are looking at a high of 93 degrees today, low of 62, mostly clear, 90 degrees tomorrow, 61 tomorrow night, and we're looking at sunny and mostly clear Friday with a little bit cooler temperature, so we should be just about perfect for the cruise.
I love it. Okay, as we're down here today, you know, I'm going to put the phone right over to a very special guest. He's the one who's been heading this up today. Joe Shipman. And Joe, we're going to put you on, I'm going to put you on the phone. Joe's been running this Show and Shine down here from Viva downtown. Talk about a guy who's on the ball. And we want you to come join us today. Come by and see the cars. It's early, I know we're parking around here, but you couldn't have a better day to walk and see some beautiful automobiles. Here's Joe Shipman.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, thank you. We're happy to do the 20th annual Downtown Park and Shine. Believe it or not, it's been 20 years of cool cars in downtown, and we're happy to have 15 cars or so lined up, and it's barely 7 a.m. The show starts at 8. We have our warm presentation at 12:30. We also want to invite everyone to come back downtown this evening to the Cascade Theater. They're showing the American classic American Graffiti. The movie will be presenting at 7 o'clock tonight, so come on back downtown. And we've actually got some tickets to give away. So we look forward to seeing everyone, and thank you, everyone, for supporting downtown.
Well, that was well,
I wish you could see the cars down here right now. We've got, we got that. We got, like, a Camaro. We've got a couple of muscle cars. We have a, I'm not even sure what this one is in front of us, except it's an old British one, and it's probably a, you know, it's something a roadster you see in old movies, that Cary Grant's driving down the road. And in fact, it is a 1948 MGTC four-cylinder inline, overhead valves, 55 horsepower. Now, I knew it was an MG because MG green. I had an MG many years newer than this, but 1948. That's a great year. 70 years old today.
don't give your age away.
It's a great year. And then, of course, we have our vet here, a beautiful, beautiful vet. And one of the 1959 Corvette, only 9,600 were made. And this is number 1206 of a 3354, built in St. Louis. Original price was $3,875. And then, of course, then we have the Lazy Bones. That's another one that's family-owned since 1948. Original price, like I said, was $3,875, and it's owned by Daniel and Debbie Panarisk, it looks like.
They were here last year, by the way, Carl. That car's won several years in a row. And you've got to love the – in fact, we've got cars – pulling into, you know, we're going up against the motors, you know, that
oh, yeah.
Starting to just line up. There's been some guys that have already parked their cars, have been here early, they're walking around, you can tell they got their rags, they're shining up their cars. Ooh, there we go. See, we love to have that. But, you know, yearly, this downtown show and shine is quite popular. And we're going to talk about some other show and shines that are happening around town. But right now, come down and join us here. We're in front of the Cascade. I do have tickets to give away for the American Graffiti Show starting tonight at 7:30 in the Cascade Theater. So if you want to call the station or come down here, call Ashley or come on down. I'm going to save about, I'm going to save about six right now, but I do have a handful. And, you know, it's always fun to see American Graffiti during show.
American Graffiti, you know what? It reminds me, every time it comes on, I have to sit down. And this is one of those movies that Linda gets into, where she goes, she says, she walks in and she sees one scene, she goes, American Graffiti. American Graffiti, that's right, love. It's American Graffiti. and, you know what, it's because I think even though they set it up in the wheat fields of California, in Washington, where I lived, in Yakima, the whole thing was, on Friday and Saturday nights was the cruise. You'd start at the freezer. It was a hamburger place. We'd all start there. And you cruise down Main Street all the way down to the YMCA. You know, it's like, you know, a good mile, maybe 2 miles, not a mile and a half. You make your turn in the YMCA parking lot, and then you make the and you swing, and then you come up to Yakima Avenue, and then you take a left, and you go down to Mel's Diner. It was either Mel's Drive-In or Merle's Drive-In. Very similar to the one in the movie or Happy Days. And that had car hops. So you'd come in and park your car and car hops come out. And then, or you just drive around and making loud noises in your car, like we just saw with the Charger that just came in here. Just now, my cruise car, and this was hot, was a 66, ready for the 65 Volkswagen Bug. And I would cruise with that, and I'd hide the big cars. And then they'd rev their engines, I'd rev my engine. It wasn't exactly, you know, it wasn't like the girls were lining up to get into the car, so I realized it was just me doing that as opposed to the car. See, I didn't need the extra assistance of a muscle car. So, you know what? Was I envious? But my idea of mechanics, as you know, my love, is changing the oil in the car the one time, and the oil came out and hit me in the middle of the forehead because I was underneath the rack.
Well, you know, when we talk about eras, you know, Carl and I are 10 years apart, so I'm a 70s girl, and of my era would have been the wonderful muscle cars. And so we do have some muscle cars out here. In fact, we just had this fabulous, is that a GTO, Joe? Yeah, we're going to talk to this guy in a minute. But like I said, he's shining it right now because, God forbid, we're going to talk to you in a second. But get to hear some of the awards that we've got. Chief's Choice, Participant's Choice, Public Choice, Best of Show. Hey, I like this one. Best Makeout Car from the 50s and 60s. Where's the Makeout Car from the 70s? I don't know. Best Engine, Best Hauler, Best Hot Rod. I want to find somebody who tells me what the best Mopar is. It's a Dodge. Okay, Best General Motors.
It's a Mopar. More power.
Is that like Mobetta?
Mobetta.
Best Interiors. Oh, here we go. Perfect. So we're going to take a break here, an early break here. Let's talk about, we're going to look to our sponsors here and then see if we can Skype in. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. You know what? It's hot. It's going to be hotter. And they work on every maker model of cooling systems. If you've got an emergency, they're going to be there. Voted best in the North State, a better-known business. This is a great company. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heated and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bond, this is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me May 2nd in Elements Lounge with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds from 5:30 to 8:30. It's Wind River's 26th anniversary. There'll be all kinds of specials. Make your dinner reservations today by calling 243-3377. See you there.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Down here in the middle of Market Street, we've got a bunch of cars around. There's all different kinds of cars. We're going to be bringing people in and be talking to them what kind of cars they have. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Yes, you know we're outside if you're hearing this. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, a dedicated team of professionals that are all, just happen to be your neighbors. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Now, Linda, what are you thinking? Okay, when I'm looking at here, I see a truck that's, you know, they're putting the signs out, I don't know, but this, what do you think about this purple GTO here? You know what, it's probably one of the nicest cars that I've seen in a long time. I mean, it's just perfect. And
well,
the,
one of the cars, Carl, I know we're on a little bit of a delay here. And we are having technical difficulties. We'll get back into our Skyping in a second here. But again, we probably have about 12 to 15 cars out here right now. It begins at 8 o'clock, and they're going at 12:30 to talk to do their awards. But let's talk about what's happening here. Again, a cool April night. The registration opens today at 9 a.m. at the Redding Civic Auditorium. And, of course, we call this the Downtown Park and Shine. This is Viva Downtown from 8 to 1. Don't want to miss it. If you don't want to be, you know, all over town and you want to see, like, some of the best, come on down this morning. And, again, Rossi, congratulations. You won those 2 tickets. I need to find out, Ashley, is she coming down here or is she coming to the station? Are you on? Am I on?
Yes, you're live.
Okay,
we're just wondering if Rossi coming down there.
I did tell Rossi to come by the Cascade Theater and say hello to you guys and pick up the tickets from you.
Okay, also we have the Cross Petroleum Show and Shine that's at the Reading Civic Auditorium from 11 to 2, and the Hen House Show and Shine from 3 to 7. That's on Hartnell. The Reading Drag Strip Show and Shine is happening today from 3 to 6. Foothill High Tri-Tip Barbecue is tonight from 6 to 9. And Jazz Cats and Foothill Orchestra will be at the opening night of Cool April Nights at the registration tonight. We're very excited. Of course, because we're community radio, we are downtown. We are here for you. We could not help but want to be part of this kickoff presentation here with KCNR and the Viva Downtown and all the wonderful cars. Come down and meet the owners. Meet the people who put countless hours into the passionate care of restoring automobiles. It's your own. It's free. Come on down and just walk around and get to know people. It's fascinating. We're very excited to be here. And, again, I've got American Graffiti tickets. You know, if there's nothing like seeing a movie at the Cascade Theater. Right, Carl?
You know, again, the Cascade Theater was, you know, before our time, but it was, at one time, it was a beautiful theater. And then, of course, over the years, it came into, they started making it into, started bringing movies in there, divided it up in half. And then as, the restoration started, through grants and everything. And frankly, the beauty of this theater, you know, everybody, you know, we say everybody's gone to Cascade Theater. You know, you think, well, everybody knows about the Cascade Theater, but many don't, have not been down here and seen the loving reconstruction they did here and how they brought out all the murals and the gold on the, you know, and the ceilings there and everything on the sides. And the reason I say that is we were at the Reading Rodeo's media event and the Reading Rodeo Association. And Bennett Gooch, who is now the president of the association, but he's also big about, you know, he also runs the rodeo itself, said they're running into people all the time that did not realize that we had a rodeo here. Now, how could you not know it's 68 years? But we just think maybe it's because we're in that type of business that, you know, everything's like, you know, everything kind of funnels through us. But even we're surprised a lot of times with things going on that we hadn't heard something's going on. But the Reading Rodeo, I mean, how could you not know about the Reading Rodeo? I mean, there's people running up, they used to run up down the street shooting shotguns. It's in the paper. It's on everything that you turn around and you look at. There's a sign everywhere. There's the pancake breakfast. They have 10,000 people here. Maybe those are the 10,000 people that know about the rodeo. But thousands, of course, show up for the rodeo every year. And when he said that to me, I said, you're kidding. He goes, no, all the time.
Well, I'm thinking that because, you know, he's president of the Reading Rodeo Association now. He does a lot of traveling and a lot of, you know, outreach, and there may be people that are in different states that don't know, like, you know, Reading, somewhere between Sacramento and Ashland, Oregon, and, oh, you have a rodeo? Okay. So, yeah, we have a beautiful rodeo, as you know. But anyway, the Cool April Nights puts Reading on the map, and you know what? You know, they say April showers. You could not have prayed for a better weekend. I mean, you know, how many times have we seen, you know, the cars have to duck in somewhere, they have to close their hood, put up their top when it's been raining. And Ashley, could you please do a little bit of a weather forecast for us again for those just tuning in?
We have taken here.
Taking a look at your weather forecast for today and your extended weather forecast. Today, sunny and a high of 93 with a low of 62. Tomorrow, sunny and warm at 90 degrees as lows drop down to 61. For Friday and Saturday, perfect for Friday night. Friday, a high of 88 and a low of 59 for that cool cruise. 88 for Saturday, lows dropping down in the 50s, and sunny for Sunday at a high of 82 degrees.
Excellent. We're going to be talking to some of the car owners here on our next break.
You know, here come the muscle cars. The muscle cars are coming in. You can hear them as they're, you know, and they're not revving. They're just, this is just a sound they make. Well, I mean, do you think they're revving right now? I don't
know.
So.
This is just the sound of the throttle when they're going, when they're parking.
just, when they're parking, they make this noise. Again, you know, remember that, you know, my idea of a muscle car back in the 60s when I was in high school was my Volkswagen. Though I did have friends that, you know, they came in with these, and you see them going down the street. And in the sense that it was a, it's an experience. And if you, you know, and if you haven't done that, you know, the cruise, Friday night, down on Hilltop. People have already got their chairs lined up out there. They've already got spots marked off. They started doing that like, you know, like 4 days ago,
right.
Started marking off their spots. When you watch 2,000 cars coming by, making the circle there, and that'll be down, that's of course Friday on the cruise, and they have, and by the way, a cruise after party. The cruise itself starts at 6:30, it goes to 8 p.m., and then there's a Cool for Nights cruise after party from 8 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. at the Holiday Inn.
Hey, I'm going to interrupt you. I've got John Dobson here from Cottonwood, and he has that Dodge Challenger we're talking about. This is my era of car. I don't know if it may win the make out car, but it's going to win something today. I'm going to turn the phone over to John Dobson and tell us about your car, buddy.
All right. It's a 1971 Dodge Challenger, Mopar small block, 340. It has an 8 3/4 rear end and 391 gears, 727 automatic. And I have Edelbrock intake and Edelbrock carburetor, and I've got it all set up for curvy roads, and drives and steers like a go-kart. And that's about it. I painted it myself. I did all the work myself. Welded in the roll bar, self-friend connectors, and the only thing I didn't do is I had the glass installed by Safe Light. That's about it.
Okay, wait a minute. I need to ask questions here.
Okay.
Give them back to him. Okay, what color would you say your beautiful, beautiful car is?
Oh, it's a special mix, actually. It's a percentage of blue and a percentage of purple. And I have three different types of metal flake in it, which I sprayed up in the air so that it comes down. So when the sunlight hits it, it changes colors.
Well, it certainly does because I'm watching it here. Now, the scoop in the front, your super, is there a supercharger in this?
Nope, just a standard V8 engine. The scoop was something I thought about as an afterthought. I actually had the normal hood on it. But then I got to looking at it, it kind of needed something else, just a little jazz it up a little bit. So the scoop, I molded in myself.
Well, it sure does jazz it up. Now, do you drive this out on the road?
Oh, yeah, this is a street car. I built this car to drive. And I drive it to all these events. I drive it over to the Fortuna Car Show. And mostly June, July, and August, and September I drive it, and then the rest of the year it's parked in my garage.
I just want to know, do you put like a, you know, like a sock over it or something like this so that nothing touches this beautiful paint job?
Yeah, when it's in the garage, I have a nice car cover for it, and I never, unless I'm at a motel or something, it never stays outside. I always cover it with a cover.
How many, we're going to have to take a break here in a second, but how many hours would you say you spent on this, building this beautiful car?
Well, I bought it in 1994, and oddly, it was being used as a chicken coop from the previous owner. And so you can imagine
how
a lot of work to do.
Chicken coop? Wait. Chicken coop?
Yep, the guy had knocked out the glass and put some bars in it and was using it as a chicken coop on his property. And so I wheeled and dealed with him and drug it home, bought it, drug it home, and it took me about 20 years to get it in this kind of shape. And it took me that much time because I had to put my wife through college and my daughter through college. And I bought a house, so that's why it took 20 years.
You know what? Here's the thing is when is it true? Linda brought this up. Is it true that when that your wife always knows where you're at because you're out in the garage?
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a nice 4-car garage, and one side's mine, one side's hers. My side is my side, and that's where this car sits.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Everybody, please come down here to the Cascade Theater. Come on down, have some coffee. But look at cars like this. This is just if it's not perfect, you can't see it from here. And Linda, we need to take a quick break here, hon.
We're going to talk to some of the guys around here guys that have cars. We don't want to get jealous because we just poked out this guy first, but.
He's parked in front of us. We're afraid he'll start it up and he'll blow all of our sound systems out here. Anyway, hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. This is why you need to go into Four Winds Jewelry and see Rebecca and Henry. You say, Rebecca, I'm really good friends with Carl and Linda. Can I put my chair out in front of your store so I can see the cars come by Friday? It's 2225 Hilltop. Go in there, say, I really would like to have a spot, and I bet if you buy a nice little, bauble.
A trinket.
Buy a trinket. Let's not be stingy here. But you ask them, hey, look, I just bought, $12,000 worth of jewelry here. Can I park myself out front? And they'll say, of course you can. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:34. We'll be right back after these messages.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me May 2nd in Elements Lounge with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds from 5:30 to 8:30. It's Wind River's 26th anniversary. There'll be all kinds of specials. Make your dinner reservations today by calling 243-3377. See you there.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
When
Twin River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, smoked salmon, and steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. River Club card. Children, $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a $150 Twin River Retreat gift certificate. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For complete menu, download the Twin River app. It's better at the river. What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with comedy night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the... Well, I'm not in the studios. We're out here remote at the Cascade Theater. We've been surrounded by beautiful cars here. It's April nights, and we're down here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 12 or 24 hours a day, call Sharon Clark at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. She's going to set it up so your loved ones can stay here and stay in their homes and truly, truly, live the life that you want them to live. And this doesn't mean people can't take care of themselves, people need a lot of help, or how about somebody who's just had surgery and is just going to need somebody stopping in to help them, you know, for a short period of time. They can handle it all under Home Helpers. Well, I don't know if you can hear everybody that's out here now, or all these. We're talking about a number of cars right here. We're talking probably, and they keep coming in. Right now there's got to be probably at least 20 cars here, and they're just lining up to come in and be part of this, of course. And why wouldn't you? This is our one time a year where people have been working on these cars, as you heard our last gentleman said, been working on it since like 1994. And in between putting kids through college, putting his wife through college, all these things. But he's been working consistently on this. I'm watching, it just keeps going on here, as more people are coming in. You know, frankly, it's kind of awesome. The music's going on. You know, when we get here at 6 o'clock in the morning, you kind of ask yourself,
I wonder how many people are going to show up here. Well, then is like I said, they're coming in, they're filling up all of Market Street here in front of the Cascade. So it's not just cars. I see a truck over there. We see roadsters, MGs, a 1948 MG. If you've never seen one of those except in movies, here's your chance. Come on. Perfectly restored. Love to, you know, if we can find him, I'd sure like to talk to him about that. But so here's the thing is when you have people that bring these cars, they disappear. They leave the car here. And what do? They go over to other people's cars and they talk about it. And I got Linda. Linda's wandering around with her, looking at cars and all of it. And now she's going to find me. She's over there trying to find somebody to talk to and talk about their cars. There is a truck here with the it's lowered. It has so many things. I mean, it's obviously somebody has put a lot of love in that truck. And, hey, honey, that truck right there that the gentleman is talking to. So. We're on the phones today because, you know, all technology in the world is no good when, for some reason, something goes wrong. But you know what? We never let that stop. We never let that stop. Let me see here.
Okay, I've got it.
You got it now, huh? Okay.
I'm going to go down to here to Viva Downtown. Well, I was talking to the gals down here. I'm going to sit back with Joe Shipman. And, Joe, we're having trouble with our Skype. But anyway, so let's talk a little bit about what's happening down here. This is Joe Shipman. He's head of the Viva Downtown, who put together the Show and Shine today. And, again, you want to come down and see these great cars. Here's Joe.
Thanks again, Linda. We're happy to have our 20th annual Downtown Betting Park and Shine. The guys are pulling in fast. We've already got the market streets almost full, and we're using Sacramento and all the way down to South Street. So we've got maybe 20, 30 cars already, and we're they're rolling in. So we're excited to have our annual Cool Air Nights Downtown Park and Shine. And, you know, it's getting kicked off here at 8 a.m., and we have our award presentation later this afternoon at 12:30. And, you know, we just invite everyone to come down, take a lunch break, and check out these cool classic cars and enjoy our beautiful downtown Reading. We're on a beautiful day. Couldn't have asked for better weather. Typical Reading, you know, we go from winter to summer right away. So, but we'll take it. Back to Linda here.
All right. Where are we?
We've got people here. We've got a Ford truck that's backing in, it appears. And you know what I don't understand is, hey, Linda, why? How can they be so shiny? And you take your car down to the, you know, your car's shiny, but it looks like dust doesn't land on it.
Well, I think when you show a car like today, that there's a probably coats and coats and coats of how to make it just, you know, superb paint job. And then they get here, and all these guys are walking around with rags. They open up their trucks, their trunks, and they're shining up their car and making it perfect. I'm going to talk to this guy right here. Hold on. This is one of my favorite cars. Can I get you on, buddy? We're live on the air with our Skype. I want to talk about your car. What's your name? Daniel. Is this your car? Okay. One of my favorite cars of the whole show. I think it is so sexy. Dan and Debbie Pernod. Okay, and you have a 1959. Okay, I'm turning this over to Dan here. We're on the air actually right now, so yeah. On KCNR 1460. And so anyway, I'm gonna give this to the owner, Dan, and I wanna talk, this is like the sexiest car. If nothing else, come down and see their car. Okay, here's Dan.
Hey, Dan. Good morning, Dan.
59 Corvette. It's all original. Oh, all original. 283 Power Glide. Been in the family for about 40 years. Nice white. They only made 9,000 of these. So it's a pretty nice car to tootle around in. Have a good time.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan, put that phone back up there, Dan.
Probably a lot more like how much energy and time you put into the car. A lot. Now, do you have it in your garage or do you store it somewhere? In the undercover in the garage. And how many weekends, how many times a year do you do?
15 car shows a year.
15 car shows a year. That's great. Eureka to Reno. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Dan. Great. Now, you've won a couple years. Oh, yeah. It's a given. One of my favorite cars of the whole show. I'm telling you, it's, you know, got those little, like, James Bond red seats, a white car. It is so sexy. So he said it's been in the family for 40 years. It should stay in the family. We're going to be talking to a bunch of other people, car owners, out here yet, but we have to take a break here pretty soon. But I do want to tell you that we have tickets for American Graffiti. Come down and see us this morning. Tickets for American Graffiti for tonight's showing. The party starts at 6. The movie's at 7:30. Doors open at 6. Going to be fun. I think when they do these special showings of the movies at Cascade Theater, they always do costume contests, et cetera. Hi. And we are going to take a break here pretty soon, right? Are we ready?
Yeah, we'll take a break. We've got people lined up right here. We're going to start talking about their cars when we get back. Just, of course, you know what? Come on down and join us down here at the Cascade Theater. It's just a great, great place to go. to be at, because seeing all of these cars, the music is coming out now, the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s music. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. You need help with insurance, you give Judy a call, 221-0441, or questions about your finances and maybe where you should be going with the stock market going crazy again. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry! This show will sell out.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hello. Oh, hey. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're down here at the Cascade Theater in the middle of a show and shine. It's just absolutely beautiful. The number of cars down here, every car you can imagine, from a 1948 MG. And Linda's talking. Are you talking to the owner right now there, Linda?
Okay, just a second. I'm putting you on a one-time. Okay, so this is not the owner. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I can hear you.
It's not the owner of the car, but I came over to this gentleman and said, can I call, can I, I'm on the air, live on our radio show. I'm using my phone because our Skype is down, so we're going to do the phone thing. I'm going to put Richard. I'm going to put Richard on the phone right now because he is British and he's talking about this car, and I love it. So I'm going to put you on. Here you go.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you. And I was raised up in Yorkshire, Northern England. This is a wonderful car. It is an MG. They made so many during the time of from the 1930s up to 1945. During 1939 to 1945, they stopped making this car because due to World War II, the engine and all that went into the Spitfire in the hurricane, basically. When the American GIs came over to England, they fell in love with this car, but they wrecked so many because your steering wheel is on what was called the right side. The American GI always drove on the left side anyway. Now, your front of the car, basically, how you Americans would say, your headlights, those are called the lamp. The lamp. Now, the front of the car is called a bonnet. The back is called the boot. And the passenger side is called a carriage anyway. So, basically, this is what it was. It was basically what they call, let's go out and make it out car. Basically, the American GIs would go with their so-called British girls and said, let's go out and make it out anyway. So they would take the so-called British girls out and make it out with them anyway. So this is basically one of the world's wonderful cars. Not only the American GIs fell in love with it, they took it back to the States, but also part of the Commonwealth also took it back anyway. So this is what we call the make-out car in England during the time of World War II.
Wow.
Richard, how do you, you were raised in Yorkshire, but obviously you have a passion for this car. So this is a love car. And why are you here today?
I'm an American anyway. Chief father here. And that's about it anyway. So this, my father said, Richard, this is a make-out car anyway.
Was your father in the war? Was she a British bride? Okay.
George was. In fact, I got into trouble because his son and I crashed this car, a like a pawn in England. So I was sent to the Tate Museum to pay out damages for his beloved make-out car to my ass.
Oh, Richard, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing. Yes, nice meeting you. Oh, isn't that great? Well, I had a good friend of mine who was a war bride, British war bride. She came over, met her husband, and they were good, dear friends, and that guy, I sang at her funeral. She was the best. So anyway, I have a soft spot in my heart for the Brits. My uncle married a British woman, and he lives in England. I had a chocolate scone. I'm guilty. Carl just wiped chocolate off my lips. And here we are downtown. So what are we doing now, Carl? Want to talk about a little bit about
this? Let's talk about what's going on.
Okay. So with our cool April night, we have our Wednesday, which is today, our CAN registration opens. That's Cool April Night with a K. And that's it from 9 to 6. The cars are rolling in. It's so exciting. You know what? I think I was talking with some of the gals in there that are with the judging panel today, this morning. And I just have to say that, you know, we've all been through so much. And we were talking about some people who lost their beloved cars in the fire. And how today is in remembrance of coming out and feeling, you know, helping your heart be light. I know we've all experienced a lot of tragedy this year, and we push it aside and we move forward, but it affects us on so many levels. And I think about those people who work, you know, tireless hours on their cars and, you know, whisked away in a matter of just minutes. And so these people here are, like, out here in honor of their brothers and sisters that worked hard on cars. So coming down to the downtown Park and Shine from 8 to 1 today, down here on Market Street in front of the Cascade Theater. I'll give you a couple tickets to the American Graffiti show tonight as well. Cross Petroleum Show and Shine from 11 to 2 at Reading Civic Auditorium. Then Hen House Show and Shine from 3 to 7 on Hartnell. And the Reading Drag Strip Show and Shine from 3 to 6 and Foothill High Trip Tri-Tip Barbecue is at the Reading Civic Auditorium from 6 to 9, as well as the Jazz Cats and Foothill Orchestra from ticket sales at the Cool April Nights registration tonight. That's just today. We have so many scheduled events. I can't even begin to tell you. We also have today the awards at 12:30 will be Chief's Choice, Participant's Choice, Public's Choice, Best of Show. We also have the Best Makeout Car, Best Engine, Best Hauler, Best Hot Rod. And boy, can you hear the cars right now pulling up. So much fun. Best Mopar, Best General Motors, and Best Interior. Those are just some of the entries, Carl.
Well, you know, all those things that are going on, with the Show and Shine, and right now we're having our tech experts here leaning over my shoulder. That is simply lost. Okay, we're going back into it again. You know what, Deep? We're going to have, for the next few minutes after the break, we're going to have Associate Trader came down from the Shasta County Veteran Service Officers out walking around taking photos of everything. You know, and why not? You know what, when you see these, and like we said, we're talking to a number of people here. We've got a couple of minutes left. And, you know, people are just walking around here. And we're going to have this lady come on over. Come on. You're here today to watch this, to see what this is, right? You have an appointment. Come on over here. And
she's got her handful of the jelly donuts.
She's got her handful.
I totally
okay.
get it.
We'll get you after the break here, or after the news. But, you know, she's walking around with her coffee and her crawler, and she's walking around looking at all these cars. Is it great or what? Yeah, she's going by. Now we just saw. I'm not even sure what kind of car that is. It's a Roadster, an old Roadster. What would you say that is? That's a Bonnie and Clyde car that just drove in here, except in a much better shape than the old Bonnie and Clyde. And then somebody just cranked up their car again, or their truck, and the noise. Not the noise. I shouldn't say that. The sound of that engine is spectacular.
The rev. The
roll,
the rev
of it. Yeah. I'd love to see talk to the person that just drove in with that old Roadster, because it has a trunk on the back of the, there is no trunk in the car. You put the trunk on the back of the car and work it that way. Now we've got a GMC truck that is, it's, you can't quite hear yourself when you're talking on this. And he's like 50 feet away. So you can imagine what it's like on the other end of that truck. I see a lady over there that's shining up her car, or shining up her truck.
I love it when you got a chick driver.
You have a what?
A chick driver.
I don't even know if it's a driver. It could be her truck,
though. She could be like a girl grease monkey. And I love that. Girls with tools.
Girls with tools. Girls with cars, girls with trucks,
yeah.
Girls with guns, all of those. She probably belongs to a number of them here. So, and what's the best thing is watching people that have built a car, looking at somebody else's car with just absolute admiration in their eyes, because they know how hard it is to look at that.
You want to do a quick weather update, too? And by the way, Susan Sahelm, Ashley's down here. Maybe in this next hour we'll be able to connect on our Wi-Fi here. So, Sue, what is the weather?
A quick look at your forecast for today and your extended weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 93. North wind 6 to 11 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 62. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 90 with lows dropping down to around 61 overnight. Then for Friday, you can look forward to sunny skies and a high of 88 as lows drop down to 59 once again. Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days. A high of 88 for Saturday, 82 for Sunday. With lows dropping down in the 50s. It's currently mostly clear and 67 degrees in downtown Reading.
Okay,
Sue.
You know what? Is
there
a better,
there
can't be a better day.
No, more beautiful,
a better
beautiful day. The cars
night.
Are arriving, actually. The whole Show and Shine. The cars are here early. The competition starts at 8. From 8 to 1 at 12:30, we'll be doing, they'll be judging and giving away their trophies. And again, some of the wonderful categories. Or, I love the best makeout car. I don't know. Some of these don't have a back seat, so I guess when there's a will, there's a way. I hate to ask everybody, like, how long have you had this car? What did you do in it?
Did it come this way? Did it come? Oh, no, it didn't come. This one was a chicken coop.
Yeah, right.
This one was a chicken coop.
Hey, don't laugh. My Volkswagen Bug turned into a chicken coop. All right. Funny.
Hey, look, Sue, why don't you take us out with some rockin' music from the CZ Zeros. Are you ready for that?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. Because we're gonna take a break for the news and fix all these technical problems in 5 minutes. Since we have been trying now for the last 55 minutes to make it work.
On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is defending himself in the wake of the Mueller report and the ensuing Democrat investigations in Congress.
The president claims on Twitter that the special counsel didn't lay a glove on me, and he writes in all caps, "I did nothing wrong." He continues to bash Mueller's prosecutors as angry Democrats and Trump haters and says crimes were committed by crooked Hillary, the Dems, the DNC, and dirty cops. And the president says if Democrats try to impeach him, he'll take them to the Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
America's ambassador to Sri Lanka says the U.S. had no advance intelligence ahead of the suicide bombings in Sri Lanka.
Ambassador Elena Teplitz says officials had no prior knowledge of the Easter bombings that killed over 350 people in the island nation, despite local claims that foreign officials had been warned that an attack was looming. Teplitz says as the probe into Sunday's Islamic State claimed attack continues, a team of both FBI agents and military personnel are assisting the probe. Authorities so far have blamed a local extremist group led by a man known for his incendiary speeches online. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
8 people injured after being run down by a driver who police say apparently did it on purpose. This happened last evening in a city in California's Silicon Valley.
It's very unusual. City of Sunnyvale is a very safe city. So to hear about a tragedy like this, it's just unheard of.
Police Captain Jim Choi telling KGO-TV there's no indication the driver, who is in custody, tried to stop. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has now arrived in Russia, that ahead of tomorrow's Vladivostok summit with Russian President Putin. Boeing estimates it will spend $1 billion on fixing the troubled 737 MAX jetliner. Wall Street, the Dow up 18 points, the S&P 3 points higher, and the NASDAQ is up 16 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's simply no explanation.
There's something wrong.
Breakthrough is the feel-good inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
You're the fiercest mama bear
that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not play. Only in theaters.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. We'll see you real soon.
Japan's government is apologizing and promising compensation to tens of thousands of victims forcibly sterilized under a now-defunct eugenics protection law.
The victims included people with mental and physical illnesses. Some simply had behavioral problems. In total, 25,000 people were sterilized, more than 16,000 against their will. They were prevented from having children under a eugenics law that sought to eliminate what were termed inferior offspring. Sterilizations in Japan peaked in the 1960s and 70s, but the regulation was only revoked in 1996. The compensation has been criticized as too small for the seriousness of the suffering, and some say they'll continue their civil claims through the court.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow. New report out of the UN says Afghan and international forces killed more civilians than the Taliban and other terrorist groups the first 3 months of this year. News and analysis, townhall.com. A study finds that Americans becoming increasingly sedentary.
We're spending almost a third of our waking hours sitting down, and computer use is partly to blame. Over almost a decade, average daily sitting time increased by roughly an hour to about 8 hours for teens and almost 6.5 hours for adults. That includes school and work hours, but leisure time computer use among all ages increased also. In 2016, at least half of Americans ages 5 and up spent an hour or more leisure time daily using computers. The study is in the Journal of the American Medical Association. John Scott reporting.
A former Pennsylvania mayor convicted of exchanging public works contracts for campaign contributions is set to be sentenced. It is the second sentencing in 6 months for a Pennsylvania mayor convicted as a result of a federal pay-to-play investigation. Former Reading Mayor Vaughn Spencer's hearing scheduled for today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the streets here at the Market Streets of the Cascade Theater with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It looks like we're back on the air. Sue, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Whoa, can you hear Linda?
Sue, let me see. I can't. Let me get that microphone.
Okay,
really?
She can hear you fine.
You sound just great. Absolutely.
Okay, Sue, so what I'm going to do is turn off the phone now.
There we go. It was a little bit high here. Okay. Hey, is the sound okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, you know what? We're here with down here at the Show and Shine, and there's got to be, 30 cars lined up here, and they're still coming in. Every car you can imagine from a GTO to a Roadster or a touring car from the 30s, maybe even the 20s, to a 1948 MGB, Vets, Camaros and all. You know what? And we're here with Celestina Traver. Good morning,
Celestina.
Hey. Oh, wait a minute. We got to turn you up a little bit here.
Okay. Just help. Bear with us. Here we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Hello.
Hey, I'm on.
You are on. So good morning, everyone. What a beautiful morning this is. All the cars.
Yes, it is. Thank you for coming down and being with us live.
Yeah, Celestina, of course, is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and I'd just like to give a big thank you to you, Celestina. And I'll and for people to know, we've been working with a veteran who 91 years old, suffering from dementia.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
It's just been, you know what, it's been a trial because, you know, getting everything done bureaucratically, but until it came to you. And I walked, you know, I came in for assistance, and Celestina came in, gave me a donut because I was in a bad, I was in condition there. And you know,
donut and coffee.
Yeah, donut and coffee. She goes, Carl, let me help. She gave me all the paperwork. She filled, you know, to fill it out. I've got all the information. And for this, it's going to be, it's going to allow our friend to, get the attendance, and I'll have that paperwork back to you today. I had to run down some facts. Mainly was the marriage certificate for the 87 and the 91 year old. So we got that now too. So we'll be able to bring it in. So when we talk aid in attendance, what is that exactly? What's aid in attendance?
So aid in attendance is when a veteran or spouse really needs some extra money for in-home care or assisted living, and we go ahead and file for that and help them get help for their aid in attendance. That's either housebound status, which means that they need help with someone going to the store for them, and to the doctor, taking them to the doctor, getting prescriptions. And then the other one is for if they can't get out of bed and they need help transferring and from the wheelchair to the bathroom and things like that.
And how does somebody rate for aid and attendance?
It is by income.
Okay.
Yeah, and you have to have at least one day in wartime service. So we have great vet reps in my office, and they can come down, and you just bring all the information, and they talk through it and what we have to do to get it qualified.
If you're sitting there and you've got a net worth of $1 million, that doesn't include the home, though. It's going to be harder to get aid and attendance, because this is for people that don't have those savings. They don't have, you know, they're down, you know, they need the assistance there.
They have to have less than $120,000 in liquid assets.
That doesn't count your home, though.
Nope, it doesn't. It does count rentals, though.
Right.
It does.
It should.
Yeah.
So, and this, again, we want to talk about, this isn't just a handout. This is a benefit earned. Benefit earned by the veteran.
Correct. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And we want to reach out to everybody and let them know about their benefits. I have a really cool story yesterday. A gentleman came in, and he was a Purple Heart, I noticed, because he had the pin on his hat. You know, that little Purple Heart pin.
Sure.
And he come in and says, well, maybe I just don't want to do this. I don't deserve it. I don't earn it. You know, I haven't earned it. And I said, come into my office. Let's talk. Let's talk about it. And come to find out, he was hit by a mortar and was hit so bad. He has shrapnel all through his body, his kidneys. They had to do surgery in Vietnam at that time because he was so bad. And so we went through helping him understand that it's not, the VA doesn't just give you benefits. We have to fight for them. And that's our job, is to fight for them. They earned it, but it's not freely given.
No, you have to put in for all of this.
Absolutely.
And I've just looked at the paperwork you fill out. I mean, it's everything when you're talking about an individual. You have a doctor's diagnosis. You have all of these things. And you say where they are, in this case, in one of the homes here, one of the assisted living homes here. And that they have to fill out the paperwork also.
Yes, and they do.
So it comes back. So then you look at it. You make sure it's correct. See if there's anything else. And then you send it off.
Yes.
And it takes, if you will, when you try to expedite it, even though it's going to take, a month at least?
Yeah, it's between 2 and 3 months now. It used to be more than 4, sometimes 6 when I first started years ago, but now it's quicker, which is nice. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is that there's, as we age, it's not just the World War II. We're talking Vietnam now is getting up there in their 70s.
They are,
in
their 70s. Absolutely.
And we've been in continuous war, too. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with age.
No, it actually doesn't. It doesn't matter how old you are. It has to do with cancers that you got from Agent Orange, and you need a little bit of extra help because you're going through the process of chemo. And, you know, there's many reasons why you need aid and attendance. And it could be temporary. It doesn't have to be forever. You know, it could be because you're going through a stint of cancer treatments and you need someone to come in and take you to those cancer treatments. And then if you go into remission, then we can, you no longer need that. Then we can actually pull that and you'll be, you know, but remember, we're always there and we need to file for it if you need help.
And you know what, though I say it's a process, it's not an onerous process because Celestina and her people make it easy. They walk you through it. It is paperwork, but it's not something, go to this page and look this up. It's nothing like that. It's straightforward.
Yeah.
And they want a DD-214. They want, you know, information about, you know, what happened and your conditions right there. So you need a doctor's diagnosis. So it's not something to be afraid of. That's the thing.
Yes. No, don't be afraid. We make the process easy. And we want to take the stress off of the veteran and their spouse. We don't want it to be complicated. So we take all of that stress and we deal with it so that it makes the process a lot easier. Because who wants to have to worry about all of that and all the red tape and all the federal rules and laws when we can do it for you and make it easy?
Yeah, I do. And you've got a great crew down there.
Well, we always appreciate when you come on. You're a reminder of come in to your offices and let your people look to see if you rate for benefits.
Yes.
And I think, like you said, that World War II guy, the Purple Heart guy, was he World War II?
No, he was Vietnam.
Okay, Vietnam.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I rate. Well, you know what? There's something about veterans, like, you go first.
Yes, yes.
It's really, you're more important.
Yes.
I mean, and you see that a lot in the hearts of veterans.
Absolutely, yeah, where they're like, no, I'm okay. Just give it to someone else that needs it more.
Right.
And we're like, no, this is benefits that you've earned that's connected to you. And your social security number and your name and your time you served and your DD-214. So please, let's talk about it. Let's talk about your benefits.
You know, the one that always kind of surprises me is people that served, they weren't in wartime.
Yeah.
But they still rate the benefits.
Absolutely.
But they go, well, I didn't go to combat. Well, that's got nothing to do with it.
It doesn't, really. A lot of people think, well, I'm not combat, and there's some sort of shame with that, I've noticed. And that
yes.
shouldn't be, because, you know, that person on that front line doing combat can't do it without the support of our people in the back supporting them and doing all the support services.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break here with Celestina Traver, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who ran us down, and you know, to find us here. And I apologize for not calling you yesterday, but yesterday was one of those days, and this morning started off just like it.
Okay, but we thank Ashley, who came down and saved us, connected us up to something else. Here's what the story was. We had some computer work done yesterday, and it threw everything off, even with the hotspot. But
dumped,
we were able.
It dumped all the stuff off my computer.
We were really fortunate to have Ashley come down and hook us up, so thanks so much. We are going to be here. We're downtown. We're here till 9 o'clock. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you more about the Show and Shine. Have some friends in the house. Down in downtown.
At the Cascade Theater.
At the Cascade Theater downtown. Is it downtown Market Street? What is it?
Downtown Market Street. We're here between the Market Street Steakhouse and the Cascade Theater across the street from Vintner's Vintage. And we're just looking at some really great cars. We're going to start grabbing some of the owners here and pulling them in.
All right.
But you know what? Celestina Traver.
Thank you so much.
You know what? It's thanking you for your people, your attitude. You know what? This county would be a lot less well off without you.
Thank you. And I appreciate your guys' support as well.
Always. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Whatever we can do, we're going to do that for you. So, okay, Celestina, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. If you're going to the emergency room, isn't it nice to know you're going to be seen in 30 minutes or less instead of waiting for 6 hours? Yeah, well, that's what they're doing at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They want to have you in and out of there totally. If it's not something you have to be admitted in less than an hour and a half. You know, that's great when you have somebody that cares about you like that. And that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, we're going to throw it back to you here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me May 2nd at Elements Lounge with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds from 5:30 to 8:30. It's Wind River's 26th anniversary. There'll be all kinds of specials. Make your dinner reservations today by calling 243-3377. See you there.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Save the date for Friday, May 10th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and FaithWorks host Redding's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Redding's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the band Uptown will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 10th for the 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 100% of the proceeds will go to FaithWorks, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot, so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Morning and welcome back. Hey, this is Linda and Carl Bott. We are out here live on remote. You hear Joe Shipman from, go ahead, Guy.
Yeah, so thanks everyone for coming down. Happy to
making an announcement here. Viva Downtown is putting our show and shine here till 1 o'clock today. Some of the best cars in the whole show you're going to see right downtown. It couldn't be a more beautiful day. And up walked my good friend, Pat Karch, who has been such a vital part of the community, a vital part of my life musically, too.
Good morning.
Let me see. Do we have you on? Yeah, there we go. Okay, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Linda. Yeah, good to be here. You know, one of the things that I always have some regrets when I come to the show and shines. All the cars that I didn't keep.
I wonder about that.
You look back on the history of the cars you had in your family, the 26 Dodge. I still have the 50 Dodge. I had my Impala Super Sport that I got tickets in. And just a host of them. And you wondered, why did you get rid of them? Now they're all out here and they look beautiful.
Right. But let's talk about the fact that, you know, a lot of these people maybe didn't have these cars from the time that they were in high school. Maybe they found a love of cars, but what they have done is found them in fields. We're going to do some more discoveries,
too.
Got some stories?
Oh, yeah. They're going to be coming over. Theo's going to be talking about his Dart Swinger. And the lady over there with that beautiful 1970 truck.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Wendy's got some great.
Okay, I'm wondering if she's been the gal working underneath it. But so anyway, Pat, we know that you do so much with RSA, and you've been just an integral part of our community. And what is Show and Shine, and what is the Cool April Nights? What does it mean for you?
Well, I think the Cool April Nights for our community is one of the defining things about Redding. People look forward to it. It's one of the events that families who – like RSA families who perhaps don't have a lot of money can go to and have a day out, kind of like going to the 4th of July at the Civic.
Right.
It's something the community does. It's really not much of a economic benefit to the guys with the cars and the gals with the cars. But in terms of the whole community, it really shows their willingness to do things for families. And we're always interested in families at RSA that are able to go out and do something at a low cost. And the kids love coming out to Show and Shines. I mean, they just, their eyes go wide open.
And it's interesting because each person, they don't pay to be, I think you maybe, I don't know when you register.
It could be a registration fee.
Registration fee. But for them to come out and just show and shine, I mean, they come in and they register because they want to be compete. There's a competition and they're going to be judged. But I mean, it's not like they pay hundreds of dollars to come to Cool April Nights. What they do is they spend all year loving and the passion of working and tinkering on their car. It'd be like building anything. Say you went to a model show. Like you build a model, like say the Cutty Sark. I remember my brother one summer building the Cutty Sark. He took a whole summer.
That's a boat.
Yeah, the Cutty Sark ship.
With the sails.
Yes, and everything and all the intricacies and the, I mean, it was just a masterpiece.
Yeah, they pour their lives into it, and their spouses do too. You know,
right.
If they're involved in that. No,
well, that's one of the
thing.
Questions, you know, that Linda wants to ask one of the wives, if we can find one here. That
we got the lady in orange over there. We'll bring her.
Oh, yeah, we'll bring her back over here. But you know, where your husband is all the time, but you know where he is all the time.
Right.
And this one, the one gen here that with this, he found this in a field.
In a field.
It was a chicken coop. He drug it home. He's been working on it since 1994.
Oh, my God.
20 years.
But he said the thing about it is that he had to slow down at times. He had to put his wife through college, his kids through college, and then he'd get back into it again. So it's a work of love.
And another thing, that there's some people like this gentleman that owns this MG right in front of us here, Charlie. He used to be the IT director for the Shasta County of Austin Education.
That's how you know him. You just went, hey, buddy. You know a lot of people here.
And a lot of these guys, in the back of their mind, their passion has always been to have the car of their dreams, and they put it off until their retirement. So that's why you see a lot of these guys down here.
That are at 60-something.
Yeah.
But we see a look around here. We're seeing, some people that are under 60 that obviously either inherited the car or found a passion for car. Because
let's just talk about that, because that is an important question, because you see the older generation here, and you're right, because a lot of them do it. They wait till they have time to really work on it, something they've wanted to do. They want to have that car from their era. Like, I would love to have a 66 GOAT or a 66 Camaro. But, you know, frankly, again, we've already talked about how when I change the oil, it hits me between the eyes when it comes out from the from underneath there. So it's going to have to be something that – but I wouldn't want to buy one, because it's – You can't really, I mean, I could buy one, but if it's all fixed up and you come, people see it and go, oh, great job. You know, gosh, what'd you do? Blah, blah, blah. And they start talking to you and I go, oil hits me me between the eyes, you know. So I couldn't buy one.
But again, this is one of the leading, besides, let's see, there's a few things, but Cool April Nights, I think, is probably the top two, if not the top three events that happens in Reading. That's a complete, like, the festivities. We have to just complete kudos to the team of people that come together, the volunteers that come on the board.
Right.
That put to know. I think, if I'm not mistaken, at the bottom of my notes here, it says.
Well, not only that, but Linda, remember, Doug Carney. I always think of Doug.
Yes.
And
Doug was a tough guy.
Yeah.
He had a hard job here putting it all together. He would get people. But he always got the job done.
Yep.
And he did it in such a way that people returned in, the next year. And now trying to pick up from Doug.
That's tough.
It is tough. You know, but we know a variety of the people. Ken Cosner is doing the Show and Shines.
Mm-hmm.
We've met him. We've had just a number of different people roll through here. In fact, that's Ken coming right there.
All right,
we're
going to
have
him
come in anyway.
Yeah.
So,
unless
we have some other people we want to have too. So, but to hear it's a success. You got to come down to the Cascade Theater, and it's beautiful down here. We're in the shade. We've got beautiful, beautiful automobiles and trucks down here. Come on down and visit us there.
Well, thanks for having me on. You guys
absolutely
keep up the good work.
Pat. Thank you so much for bringing my charts.
You bet. Have a great day and have a great gig, Linda.
Yeah, absolutely, Pat. You know, love you and Pam, and thank you so much for all that you do for our community.
See you
as
later.
Well. All right. We're going to bring on another buddy who's on
the board
this year, Ken from Cool April Night. Also a car buff. You know, I mean, I don't think you can be on the board, not thanks, Pat, without being a car buff, right? You gotta have a heart
love
for cars.
Man. You do.
Yeah.
I love cars.
I know.
How many do you have? Just one.
Couple.
Or you got how many?
Oh.
Come on, really?
All
four?
Camaros, one bed.
Okay.
Four Camaros, five Camaros, one.
What's the one you drive?
The new one, 2010 Camaros.
Okay.
I drive.
Okay. Yeah. What color is it?
Black. A 2010, but you can't enter in anything. But
you could go to the show and shines. You know, it doesn't matter on the year there.
Okay.
But to register, you have to be 1979 or older.
Okay.
To register. So all these show and shines have been great, though. The weather's held out.
It's going to be beautiful the rest of the week. Ken, you're in charge.
Amazing.
You're in charge of the show and shines this year, right?
Yes.
So how what do you do? How hard is it to put one of these things together? I mean, it's not just one. There's like, how many?
I got 27 of them.
27?
27 of them.
Wow.
And it's just, you don't want to overlap too much because everybody wants to have a chance to have the cars at their place. And it's been working out real well. There's Cross Petroleum after this one. There's the Hen House.
The Hen House.
There's Reading Drag Strip.
Right.
So, I mean, it's full.
Now,
have today, you know what? I guess that is it because,
do you have to pace yourself? And here's a – do you pick out a couple a day? Because there's 27.
I've gone to every one so
you've
far.
Got, I'm proud of you. And you look rested. Shades on too, but you look rested.
What's your favorite car so far, Ken?
There was a 59 Impala that was drop-dead gorgeous. But I cater to Camaros, and there's a lot of nice Camaros here in the downtown.
Oh, yeah, this is
them.
So cool.
So it's just really fun. I drove my 69 Camaro, but unfortunately I can't park it in here because I got to shoot off to the Civic Auditorium. But,
Well, you know what? We got to take a break. You know, Ken, I'd just like to say is thank you.
Thank you.
For being here.
Oh,
really,
no.
Appreciate
That's
it.
Thank you for being part of something. That it's probably one of the, you know, we say in the top three, I think it's probably the premier event in Reading here. It brings thousands of people
in.
It brings thousands of people in. We have, you have, so much enjoyment. And then of course, you know, there's so many things going on, but it's gotta be that cruise on Friday. That is just, there's nothing like it anywhere here on the West Coast, I don't believe.
It's pretty awesome.
Wait, now, where do you view the crew? Are you in the crew?
I'm in the cruise.
Oh.
I've always cruised.
Oh, man.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be in my 74 Z28 black. I love it. I'm in my 69 today.
Do you have any convertibles?
No.
Okay.
No,
just
I don't.
You
no
know, one year, I'm just going to say this. I want to say to our listeners, I've never been in the cruise. I certainly would like one year to be in the cruise. So maybe next year we could be in the cruise or I could
maybe
be in
somebody,
the cruise.
You could
I
be
think
in
you
the
just
cruise.
Announced that. You may be in the cruise.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that.
You could have Linda ride with you in the cruise and be, you know what? That
with
is
my
something.
Top on, I promise.
Never mind.
Never mind. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Ken, thank you so much. Ken, of course, is in charge of all the show and shines, 27 of them here this year. They're everywhere from the Hen House to the Civic. To the country club, Riverview Country Club.
Oh, that was awesome. That was over 300 cars.
There last night?
Yeah, last night.
Oh,
300 cars.
Yeah.
Think about that. 300 cars
Anderson
in one
River
spot.
Park was over 330.
Wow.
So it's just been really, really good.
And the Reading Chamber of, that's a big one tomorrow night. People love that Reading Chamber.
That's
mixer.
A big one. Pops 50 is going to get crazy again.
Okay.
Oh, gosh,
that's
yes.
That's a good one.
You know,
so.
You know what? You can go anywhere around town and see these cars, and like I said, they're just absolutely beautiful. So, Ken, thanks so much for putting these together. We've got a couple other people who are going to be coming over here talking about their cars.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks
a lot.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Hey, Sue, you there?
And Ashley, we're both here.
Okay,
it's back to you all then.
All right, here we go.
Gotta keep those loving good vibrations of heaven with her. Gotta keep
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio. But we're not in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. No, we're down here on Market Street. We're in between the Cascade Theater and the Market Street Steakhouse, and it's a show and shine, and we are surrounded by beautiful cars and people who obviously care.
Viva Downtown Show and Shine.
Viva Downtown Show and Shine, that's right, the Downtown Show
and Shine. We've got a bunch of classic cars, and at 12:30,
oh my gosh,
they're
yes.
going to be having their judges, and let me tell you some of the categories, the best make-out car from the 50s and 60s, best engine, best hauler, best hot rod, best Mopar, best General Motors, and best interior. So excited. There's a Chief's Choice, a Participant's Choice, a Public's Choice, Best of Show. And right over our shoulder here, Carl, is the registration and where you can judge.
Yeah.
And anybody can come in. They're going to have the final judges. But when you say that you've got, you know, Public's Choice, you can come down and judge as well. And we're just thrilled to see the people who spend the time and energy. And with us this morning, morning is Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get you up there in that microphone. I know. You're so beautiful, and you have this beautiful black 19. Tell us about your truck.
Okay. My truck is a 1970 F100, and it was originally bought by my dad in 1970, brand new. He drove it till about 1993 and decided to buy a new truck. So he stored this one and was just about ready to take it to the ironworks when I got it from him a couple of years ago and had it completely taken down to the frame and restored.
Now, so Wendy, do you have, is it something that you drove around in when you were a kid?
I borrowed it, yes. But
okay.
My original truck was a 1956 Ford pickup that I drove all through high school. Yeah.
Okay, so you're just a, you're a truck girl.
I'm a truck girl.
Okay.
Are you from here, Wendy?
I'm from Gilroy.
Gilroy.
Oh, Gilroy, okay.
Moved here 20 years ago.
Oh, moved here from 20 years ago. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. You know what? That is just, it, right now, the reflection off the off your truck is blinding me. You, I see you over there working on it all the time. So what's it? What's the truck mean to you?
Oh, it means so much to me because my dad is going to be 90 in July, and when I finished it, he couldn't believe it. It was like, you know, a brand new truck to him. It was like really great.
Did you piece out the truck, or did you do some of the work yourself? Can you share with us the?
I helped a little bit, but mostly I took it from one place to the other, the glass shop, the upholstery shop, you know, just everywhere, and finally got it done. It took me almost 2 years.
So. 2 years to mm-hmm. complete the truck. It looks so beautiful. What about the paint job?
The paint job, I had a guy do it on the side for me, and he did a beautiful job.
He did.
Excellent.
Now, do you get to drive this around?
Do I get to drive it around?
Do you drive it around, or do you just kind of like park it and stuff?
No, I drive it.
Oh, you drive this? So this is a daily thing? Or
No, not daily, but often.
Okay.
I enjoy it. It drives like a new truck now.
Well, you know what? That's why I'm just hearing from people that, you know, they'll drive them to show.
Right.
And, you know, the rest of the time they're kind of parked inside the garage and all this, but they're not afraid to drive these. I guess that's the best part is to let other people see.
Yes.
And see the work.
The one problem now is the price of gas.
Oh, yeah. What kind of gas mileage you get on that little devil?
Probably about 12. Yeah.
On a good day, going downhill with the wind behind you.
So how many show and shines do you do through Cool April Nights?
I try to do at least one or two every day.
Wow.
The cruise on Friday and the show on Saturday. And then during the year, I go to whatever ones I can go around the area. So, and I go to Hot August Nights in Reno. So I go everywhere.
So this is your passion, huh? Do you belong to a club?
No.
Okay, I was wondering if there was an F-150 club or or girls with trucks. I mean, there's got to be, like, we've got girls with guns. We've got chicks and chaps. There's got to be some kind of, maybe you
girls,
should start
maybe
it.
Maybe I should start that.
Girls with
start
trucks.
It.
I like that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I drive an F-150, and I believe that yours is much, and mine's somewhat newer than yours, not a lot newer. Mm-hmm. I have a 2006 F-150 that I love. I kind of feel like maybe yours is a little bit better shape than mine, though. Mine doesn't reflect the sun like yours. Mine absorbs the sun.
Yours is a stick.
It's an automatic. It's got a shift kit in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
excellent.
Positive.
Well, thank you, Wendy, for joining us.
Thank
That's
you
great.
So much for having me.
Absolutely. Okay. Congratulations.
I really like the idea that it, you know, it was your dad's.
Yeah.
And when he looked at it, he's 90 years old. When he looked at it, are you able to take him around?
We're having a 90th birthday party for him down in Gilroy, and I'm going to take it down there and take him for a ride.
Let me ask one question.
Uh-huh.
The Gilroy Garlic Festival,
mm-hmm.
is it as great as I hear?
It is. It is.
Great. You walk away from it smelling like garlic, though?
Yes.
All right.
And I kind of grew up in the middle of a garlic field, so I don't really smell it.
Right.
I didn't when I lived there, but now I go back and I... It reeks, yeah.
That's all right. We don't mind it. We'll take garlic any day over.
Garlic ice cream.
Yeah, we'll take, You know, we should do that some year.
I think that's a great idea.
We've heard about it forever. That's just one of the, do they do a show in China at the garlic?
They have one during the week.
Oh.
I don't know exactly when it's going to be this
year.
But, and then I'm going from my 50th class reunion in August. I'm going to drive my truck and they have a car show. So
You just blow my mind. Good for you, Wendy. Love it.
Got to enjoy life. Right?
And put on a passion. Put it out. Bring it out. So thank you, Wendy, for
joining
us. It's great.
Thank you so much.
All right. So this is, again, this is the kind of the stories that we get down here. We're going to be talking to a couple other car owners here that we can rile up. It's 8:43 in the morning here. And join us down here. I mean, gosh, it's just flown by. I'm so happy Ashley was able to come here and figure out how to.
I'm going to go talk to our IT guy and tell him, you know, because, you know, for some reason there was, you know, we're trying to link up some new printers and everything. Somehow when he got on my computer yesterday, everything disappeared off it.
All right.
So now we had to go back and reset everything. And so Ashley had to come down at the last. We had to change hotspots. We had to change everything here. I mean, it wasn't even picking up my phone, which I've used 100 times on this thing. So.
Hey, we want to thank Ozzy. Ozzy came down and got his tickets this morning. And I said, oh, you're Ozzy. He goes, no, I'm Ozzy. But we heard Ozzy, you know, sometimes when people are calling, but he came down and he got his American Graffiti tickets. You know, I've got a handful of American Graffiti tickets here, and I really would love to give them away to you this morning. We only have about 15 minutes left that we're going to be out in front of the Cascade. Of course, the car show today, the Show and Shine, goes to 1 o'clock.
It does. Now, let me ask a question. They can call in right now.
They can call in.
605-4567. You can pick them up down at the station if you can't make it here in the next 20 minutes.
Right.
All right. Hey, okay,
please
do. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm going to ride around in style. I'm going to drive everybody wild. Cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunch box with help from my friend.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Bulls, Broncs, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, smoked salmon, and steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. Wind River Club card. Children, $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a $150 Wind River Retreat gift certificate. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots, and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino, and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
SSD Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
That's the truth,
though. The little old lady from Pasadena.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the, we're down out on Moat here in Market Street between Market Street Steakhouse and the Cascade Theater. Of course, it's a show and shine, the Viva Downtown Show and Shine, here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Carl and the Bot. It is beautiful down here, absolutely beautiful. Now, they're going to have a big showing of the American Graffiti, the original and the best cruise movie ever made, and it's going to be tonight at the Cascade Theater, and we have free tickets, so give us a call. And we'll keep giving away, gosh, what do we have here?
605-4567. Come on down to the studio today. The show is at 7:30 tonight.
That's right.
But here's the big
deal.
Start
calling, and we'll give you, I think we got like six tickets left.
The participants in the show and shine, and with us today, this morning, is Ray Banfield. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's get you up on that microphone. There we go. Okay. So you have, right in front of us, I don't even know what year that is. Rusted Nut Speed Shop truck. Tell us all about it.
It's a 1953 Chevy pickup that I drug out of the weeds and totally rebuilt it all the way up. It's different than what most people do. Everybody likes making them pretty and shiny, and I made mine a little bit rough looking, but it's all brand new underneath. I did all the work myself. So
tell us a little bit about, did you grow up working on cars? Was it your dad, your uncle? How did you start tinkering?
My brother was quite a bit older than me, and he was my mentor growing up, and he was always into hot rods. After I got out of high school, I worked for him in his shop, and I went to college to learn to work on cars. I decided that after I graduated, I did not want to be a mechanic for my life. So I went on to another career, but I've always had a passion for cars.
Now, you said that you go from Lake County. We were asking where you live. Lake County and?
In Shasta Lake.
Shasta Lake.
Yes.
What's your business?
I am a union business rep.
Union business rep. And you said that you like to get together in the Rusted Nut Speed Shop, which is your, like your hang, that your man cave.
Right, yeah. It's just my garage where my buddies and I come over and we work on our cars. We sit around, drink some beer, have some fun, work on our cars, and we decided to come up with a name for the shop.
Talk shop.
Well, you know what? One of the big questions is, and we don't get asked this, but the wives of the guys that work on the cars, do they always know where you're at? Because you're always working on them?
Yeah, my house looks like the kid's house in the neighborhood when you're growing up with all the bikes sitting in the front yard.
Yeah.
Well, you drive by my house, and we got all the cars sitting in the front yard. You know, and it's just a great place for us to come and hang out and have fun.
Well, you're the second person we've talked to today that's literally drug a car out of a field. They saw it, in their case, your truck here, and started working on it. And so how many hours do you have in this, would you say?
I don't know how many hours I had. It took me 2 years to build the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a real job, so I'd come home and I'd work on it a couple hours every day. But my goal was to work on the truck every day. And I did something to it. I don't care if it was just 10 minutes, cleaning up one little part or whatever. At least I did something every day to the truck.
And was there a particular reason that you picked this automobile? Like, if you grew up and your brother was into hot rods, you may had like a certain year or a certain something that you wanted. And why this truck?
When I was in high school, my buddy had this same year truck, and it was something that we drive around back and forth to school in, and I just loved it. I just loved the style of the old truck, and that's when I decided I was going to build a rig, I knew what I was going to go after.
So how much original is left on this, on your truck here?
How much original?
Original.
The body panels are original. The frame is original. But that's about it. Everything else is all brand new.
So you put a new power plant in?
Yes. I went back with a six-cylinder. It is a Chevy 230 six-cylinder out of a 68 Camaro. I have an automatic transmission in it, overdrive. I have power disc brakes, all four corners. Drives down the freeway just great.
Do you drive this car, this truck, to like say, oh, honey, let's go out this weekend, or kids, or whatever. We're going to just go to Safeway.
Absolutely.
So this is like...
Yeah, I drive this truck as much as I possibly can.
You have in your paint job, too. It's kind of like, it's not your typical...
It's distressed.
It's kind of like...
Exactly. They call it a patina paint job. Patina is actually something that sits out in the sun goes away. This truck was multiple colors, so I couldn't keep the original, but I like that look. So it's three different colors of paint, black, orange, and green, and then I sanded down through it to make it look like it's been sitting out in the sun for its whole life. So.
Well, it doesn't look like something you would have to keep in the garage all the time, but I bet you do.
Oh, it's in the garage.
Don't need anybody like driving by and going.
I asked a number of people just like you. His buddies come over and they all come over and work on their car, and then they go over to somebody else's place and work on their car. And I said to him one day, so if you had to figure out what the labor is on this, how much would this be? And they just all looked at me, and they just have it's like you. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, if you were paying somebody to do this, you could put all your kids and everybody in the neighborhood through college.
Right.
Something like that.
It's not even about that, right? It's like if you love something, you're passionate about it. Things run in, hours run in. You know, there's no, yeah.
Hey, Ray, we see people, I mean, you're somewhat younger than a lot of the people we see out here today. And do you see the youth coming up and working on cars like this?
Yes, I do. I've noticed that a lot. And not necessarily always in the old classic cars, but I see the youth getting more involved into the import car scene. Mm-hmm. My son is really into that. And I told him, I go, as long as you're doing something, involved with cars. And
right.
Stuff, you know,
so do you see yourself as a mentor
times? I really do. I've tried to teach a lot of people about what I do and how I work on cars and stuff. And that's why we have our little garage shop. I mean, we all sit around, we all exchange ideas, and we learn from each other. But some of these guys are younger than me, some of them are older, but we all learn from each other.
Is there something you have to do to belong to the club? Your club?
Club. I mean, like I said,
just a bunch of guys
come drive by and you see somebody there, just stop in.
Oh, love it, love it. That is so cool.
So how many shows do you go to? I know you live in this general area.
Right. So I do, there's a big show in Lake County. I do that one every year. I've done this one for the past 2 years. This is my third year, actually, on this. I decided I wanted to do a bunch of shows this week, so I actually took the week off work. And I've been traveling around going to all the shows.
Got 27 of them.
Yeah, I've been to at least two every day.
Did you go out to Riverview?
I did. Yes.
300 cars there.
Yes, it was beautiful, too.
Do you ever take a look at another car and you go, wow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, some of these cars that are restored back beautiful, even better than original, is just, they're beautiful. They're amazing. The work and detail that goes into them is just unbelievable.
They're works of art. This is why we encourage people to come down. You're going to see art on display today in some vintage automobiles. We appreciate you being with us this morning, Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we encourage our listeners, we have just about 3 minutes left on our morning show here. This is Free Fire Radio with Carla Linda Bob. We're live on remote here in front of the beautiful Cascade Theater, and we just appreciate our car owners and the enthusiasm and the beauty behind what you're doing and being part of this whole cool April Nights experience.
I admire anybody that picks something to do and then excels at it. And I don't care what it is, but I'm kind of like what you said. You wanted your son to get into something that's productive. And people go, well, how productive is this? Well, it's absolutely productive. It gives you, I bet it gave you such a sense of accomplishment when you set back that one day and you went, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was it was a dream come true. You know.
And so today you get to show your car. I've already seen a few people walking by, and I'm thinking, okay, he's over here. He's over here talking on the air. Because they're looking at the engine. They're pointing at it. And it's like, that's what you want to do, is you want to engage and talk about your beauty, your baby.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You know,
beautiful
what?
Day.
This is one of those days that I wish we could be here.
We could be here for long hours.
You know, I'd like to be here, too. Just talking to everybody that has a car here. I mean,
yeah.
It is absolutely phenomenal. Everything from a 1948 MG to, you know, to the cars we're seeing here, a 70 F-150 truck.
Corvette.
Oh, gosh, we're talking about roadsters, these old roadsters with, you know, that are perfectly restored. You saw in Bonnie and Clyde movies and a lot of muscle cars here.
This is the
Viva Camaros.
Viva Downtown Show and Shine today. So I'm just going to give you a little bit more of a schedule that's going on. Registration opens today for Cool April Nights at 9 o'clock down at the Civic. This is called the Downtown Park and Shine until 1 o'clock. Cross Petroleum Show and Shine from 11 to 2 at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Hen House Show and Shine from 3 to 7. That's on Hartnell. The Reading Drag Strip Show and Shine from 3 to 6. Races to follow. And we also have the Foothill High Tri-Tip Barbecue, which is happening at the Reading Civic. Lots of stuff going on today. And you know that we've got so many things going on the whole week.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to remind everybody, of course, about the Safari Club International this Saturday. There's still a couple seats left there. So you just give them a call down for the Safari Club International, where Linda and I'll be there. All in all, though, this has been a great experience. And the other great experience, we finally got everything back reloaded on the computer.
You, Ashley.
You know, it was working yesterday. The only
so
thing I can say is when we tried it yesterday, it was all working, and then today it just went, oh, no.
But it's so cool to have these headsets and everything. We really appreciate our staff. Again, Sue. And, Ashley, thank you so much. And, Carl, it's been a beautiful morning. I tell you what, in all of the cool April nights that we've done, I don't know if we've ever experienced such beautiful weather as we're having right now.
Right. You know, I kind of feel like we're right in the center of all this.
Right. And we're going to go to the cruise on Friday night. It's not going to be cold.
No, it's not. Okay, everybody, have a great day. And we'll, Linda and Trish.